Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is John Willis, the University of Baltimore professor and co-author of the fairly recent book, Maryland Government and Politics. John, I think we should start this conversation talking a little bit about Marvin Mandel, a governor of some years ago that many of us remember for a couple of reasons. One, he got himself in some difficulty and served some time in jail, but he also was sort of a revolutionary thinker about state government.
Governor Mandel deserves a lot of credit for what he did to modernize state government in Maryland. But we need to remember that the beginnings of that really go back to the progressive era of the first part of the 20th century and the passage of the executive budget amendment that gave budget authority to the governor in 1916, and then the fewer elections amendment under Governor Ritchie that consolidated all the elections so the governor became the head of the ticket. So that created a political environment in which the powers of the governor could be executed. When Mandel took office after Agnew went to become vice president in January 69, Mandel quickly pushed for certain constitutional amendments, individual amendments, to be put on the ballot for the 1970 election. And those included the creation of the office of the lieutenant governor, giving the governor power to reorganize the state government, creating the district court, for example, giving the governor appointment power over that court. So there were lots of things on the ballot. We talked about a crowded ballot in 2012. We had very crowded ballots with constitutional amendments effectuating a lot of this change that enhanced the power of the governor.
So the people, the commission, and Governor Mandel essentially modernized our government and put us in a position to operate more effectively as we move on into 2014.
Yes. At one time, after World War II, we had little less than 300 separate boards and agencies and commissions, all of which had to have their own budgets approved by the legislature. And some of the appointments were even legislative appointments, not gubernatorial appointments. And so the reorganization into the modern cabinet, if you will, the modern government, took place twice in Maryland history, once with Ritchie in the early 1920s and again with the Mandel administration in the early 1970s. He created, for example, agencies to deal with the environment. That had never been done before. He enhanced the staff, how the staff operated. Being former Speaker of the House, that relationship between the General Assembly and the governor was enhanced during the Mandel administration.
Well, John, that's a real good start. Thank you very much. We're going to have you back on Wednesday to talk historically about the state and why it has become so big D Democrat.
I look forward to it.
For John Willis, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.